The Federal Aviation Administration. Wings clipped. A worked example of the effects of congressional stupidity.
After he had signed the debt ceiling deal, Barack Obama mentioned another Washington-inflicted wound on America. He was speaking about the impasse over funding for the Federal Aviation Administration, FAA, which manages air safety and air traffic control. Congressmen could not resolve a petty disagreement over the extension of the agency's operating authority bill, which expired on July 22nd. As a result, the agency has partly shut down, and 4,000 employees have been sent home. Air traffic controllers are still on the job, as they are paid from a different source. But scores of FAA construction and research projects have been halted, affecting at least 70,000 workers. Members of Congress should not get on a plane to fly home for vacation without passing an FAA bill and putting thousands of people back to work, said Ray LaHood, the transport secretary. His words were drowned in the rush for the doors. The FAA's long-term funding bill expired in 2007. Since then, Congress has passed, with little fuss, 20 stopgap bills, each lasting a few months. This time round, politicians could not agree on seemingly minor provisions. House Republicans passed a bill that cut $16.5 million in federal subsidies for passengers at a dozen remote rural airports, something the Senate Democrats oppose. They also oppose a measure that would make it more difficult for airline workers to unionize. Because of this impasse over $16.5 million a year, the government is losing $30 million a day in uncollected federal taxes on airline tickets. A long shutdown could cost taxpayers more than $1 billion by next month, and passengers are not even enjoying a tax holiday at the airport, as most airlines have raised fares by an equal 7.5%, though Delta and US Airways are promising, shamefaced, to refund the money to customers. Jamie Baker of JP Morgan estimates that the daily benefit to the airline industry could approach $25 million. For laid-off workers, the picture is less rosy. They are unlikely to get back to work before September. That worries Luca Toscano of Paul J. Scariano, a contractor on a $6 million stalled demolition project at LaGuardia Airport. He estimates that 70 jobs may be at risk there. A new tower was opened in January. The old one is being dismantled to improve sight lines. Two stories have been removed, and an abandoned digger now sits on top of the partly dismantled tower. More than 200 stop work orders have been issued across the country, suspending $10.5 billion worth of projects in the middle of the building season. Meanwhile, 40 FAA airport safety inspectors are working without pay. They are flying from airport to airport, checking runways and monitoring airfields. What is more, they are travelling on their own dime, hoping they will be reimbursed when the shutdown ends. If only a similar unselfishness prevailed on Capitol Hill.